So we reach that time where inevitably it's the moment where we turn to our ace guru of nutrition, Lancashire's finest. Yes, he's from Blackpool originally. It's the awesome Dennis the Chemist himself. Dennis Gore, how are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine on this lovely morning.
In association with PharmaNord, new nutritional supplements, of course. What wonderment are you going to bring with us, or bring to us, over the next 25 or so minutes?
Well, when I'm reading newspapers, listening to the radio, watching television, I'm always hearing, listening out for new information regarding our health, and especially because we're talking about PharmaNord, this wonderful Danish company. Now, in Denmark, all health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. Actually, in the whole of Europe, it's the only country where they have regulations from the top, from the government, from the medical body, that health products in Denmark, as I say, must be made to a standard as good as the way medicines are made. So I'm a community pharmacist. I'm nearly 78. I've been in my pharmacy in Manchester 54 years, and I'm giving out medicines every day for 54 years. And the quality of the pharmacy medicines are made to pharmaceutical standards. So it's nice to know that in Denmark, they have to make them to pharmaceutical standards. And that's how I got involved with this Danish company's products. The company's called PharmaNord. They have about 40 products covering minerals, vitamins, herbs, and other sources of substances which can help us to maintain good health. I also link their products to articles about things like this one here. Is an article, "Forget the 10,000 steps. A brisk 10-minute walk is just as good." Listeners, you may have heard over the last few years that the ideal way to keep a human body healthy is to be on the move, is to use it. It helps the functioning of all the organs, and it helps the circulation. And every exercise you do, even if it's hoovering or cleaning the windows, you're using your body to stay healthy. And we have been told over the last few years that ideally you should take 10,000 steps every day. I myself, in a busy pharmacy, on my iPhone, there's a program which tells me how many steps I take every day. And in the pharmacy, I'm taking 3,000, 4,000 steps a day. At the weekend, if I'm going out with my wife, going to a shopping center, going to visit grandchildren, I'm doing about 7,000 steps a day. It's rarely that I hit 10,000 steps. So this heading was in the Daily Mail, "Forget 10,000 steps, a brisk 10-minute walk is just as good." So it goes on to say, "It's hailed as the magic number to reach every day if you want to stay fit and healthy. But health officials say, we don't have to notch up 10,000 steps. A brisk 10-minute walk could be just as good." And that made me think, in a pharmacy where you're checking prescriptions, seeing a delivery arrive, somebody wants to speak to you, you have to go upstairs to bring something down. And because you're at work, you're tending to move quicker than when you're at home. In a way, rushing around a chemist shop for 54 years is like more than a 10-minute walk. You're on the go all day. My pharmacy's open Monday to Friday, 9 till 7. So there's a lot of chance there that rushing around the pharmacy is like having a brisk 10-minute walk or more. It goes on to say they want people to increase the intensity of the walk rather than focusing on the distance. Just 10 minutes of brisk walking, which is only 1,000 steps a day, can cut the chance of an early death by up to 15%, according to the new guidance from an official body in Great Britain, the Public Health England, in association with the Royal College of GPs. So these are very prestigious setups which are advising us that we only need 10 minutes of brisk walking a day minimum, which is only 1,000 steps. It goes on to say 1 in 5 middle-aged adults in England are physically inactive, meaning they do less than 30 minutes of physical activity in a whole week. In a whole week. Nearly a third, 31%, blame not having enough time, while around a quarter say they are too tired to exercise regularly. So if you are one of the five, the 1 in 5 middle-aged adults in England who are physically inactive, it leads me to talk about a product called Q10, which I've mentioned many times on our little chats in these programs. And PharmaNord make their Q10, like all their products, to pharmaceutical standards. So what is Q10? Q10 is a substance found in peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardines, but small amounts, and most of your Q10 that you use each day in your body is made in your liver. And what does Q10 do? It combines the food that you eat with the oxygen you breathe into energy. Because in order to do everything, including having brisk walks, you need energy. And when they're talking about middle-aged people too tired to do it, one of the reasons is that as you get older, your liver is making less Q10. So when you're a little boy or a little girl, age 2, your liver is small, you're making very small levels of Q10, which combines your food with your oxygen into energy. But you're very small, so it's enough. You try and catch a 2-year-old running around the garden when you tell them to come in. They can outpace you. They can turn quickly. They can run here and there. So their amount of Q10 at 2 is ample. When you get to 20, that's when your liver is making your maximum levels of Q10. You think you're going to live forever. You can be dancing till 3 a.m. and get up for work at 7:30. And as I say, your liver is making maximum Q10. This is a substance with 10 carbons. That's why it's called Q10. The molecule of Q10 has 10 carbons. Rats, for their energy, use a molecule called Q9 with 9 carbons in that molecule. Flies, we'll be seeing flies soon. Some of you may have seen flies already, but you will be seeing flies during the summer usually. And to fly around, beating their wings, they use Q7 with 7 carbons. Even mouldy bread, when you go to get a piece of bread in the morning for part of, say, your breakfast, and you say, oh, it's gone off, it's green and yellow mouldy. That mould is called mucormucedo, and it needs energy to grow through your breath, the mouldy bread. And that uses a form of Q. Even bacteria, if you have a boil on your bottom and it's going bigger and bigger, Even the germs are using a form of cue, and even the trees and plants pushing through the soil, they are using a form of cue. So cue is so important for our energy, and Q10 with 10 carbons is the substance we make. Most of it comes made in our liver, and that's what combines the food that we eat with the oxygen we breathe into energy. There's actually a molecule, and it's got its name. It's adenosine triple phosphate, ATP. And when you need energy, whatever you're doing, blinking, running, climbing, your heart's beating, your eyes, as I say, are blinking, your lungs are working, your kidneys are filtering, your liver is detoxifying. Whatever you're doing, it's the levels of this molecule, ATP, adenosine triple phosphate, which designates how much energy you've got. Because when you break an ATP molecule, adenosine triple phosphate, the triple phosphate loses one of its phosphates and becomes adenosine double phosphate, because the triple, with losing a phosphate, has gone to the double. So in millions of cells in your body, well, you've actually got 100 trillion cells, and in every cell there are little engines called mitochondria. Some of you may have heard that word. And the mitochondria is the sausage-shaped engine where the food arrives that you've eaten, the oxygen arrives that you've been breathing, and your Q10 levels, depending on the level, join them together to create energy. And people, middle-aged people and beyond, and the elderly, often say, understandably, because they're getting older, they haven't got enough energy. And one of the main reasons is their levels of Q10 production go down over your lifetime. So when you're 20, as I said, you've got your highest production of making your Q10 levels in your liver. Now, when you get to 40, 20 years after being 20, your Q10 levels have actually gone back to the levels of a two-year-old child. And when you get to 80, you can, to use that horrible word, you can become a bit doddery, a bit unsteady. You haven't got the energy of when you were younger, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. But by taking Q10, you can, because when you're 80, your blood levels have gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. And remember, you need the Q10 to join the food that you eat with the oxygen that you breathe into the energy molecule, ATP. So when you take Q10, so in answer to this story, forget the 10,000 steps. A brisk 10-minute walk is just as good. And it's saying that one in five middle-aged adults, they've not even got to 80 yet, they're middle-aged, 40, 50, 55, 60. One in five middle-aged adults in England are physically inactive, meaning they do less than 30 minutes of physical activity a week. And nearly a third, 31%, blame not having enough time. And a quarter of the people say they're too tired to exercise. Listeners, you take bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. On one a day, you'll always have the levels of a 20-year-old. On two a day, taken at separate meals, these bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, say one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal, that'll give you twice the blood levels of anybody who ever lived, Adam and Eve or Mike Tyson. And if you take the magic number three a day of bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, and one with your evening meal, you'll then have three times the levels of anybody who overlived. And at that level, it will even reverse your elderly muscles from old people's muscles into young people's muscles. I have on these programs done this before. I thumped my own stomach, my own six-pack, because you can hear that I have a six-pack coming up 78 years old. That's because I've been taking this magical number of three a day, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, one with your evening meal, for over 20 years. My late mother, who lived to be 92, with no dementia, she did all the bookwork for the pharmacy, up to her death at 92. She did the wages, deduction cards, tax code A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants, holiday entitlements. Did all that bookwork for a busy pharmacy, right up to her death at 92. And my uncle died last year at 99 and a half, 6 weeks short of getting his telegram of congratulations from the Queen. And he had his own computer, and he used it right up to his death at 99 and a half. Once again, he had no dementia or Alzheimer, because on three a day, you're getting terrific levels of Q10, three times higher than anybody could ever make. So, the answer to lack of energy and all the other problems of old age is to take Pharmanord's Q10. When they sent me to Sweden, I'll shortly be going, actually, in a few weeks' time, I'll be going to the World Congress in New York, Columbia University, New York. Pharmanord have already sent me. Every 2 years, for 20 years, they've sent me, amazingly, to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville in Spain, Bologna 2 years ago in Italy, and now it's coming up to the New York World Conference, where 200 scientists from 80 countries will spend 4 days discussing one substance, Q10. And we'll be hearing another 100 lectures. I've now heard over 1,000 lectures on Q10. It's for angina, high blood pressure, heart failure, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, infertility, improving insulin resistance in diabetics. It's just amazing the health improvements when you take Q10. And I'm looking forward to hearing another 100 lectures. And I'll probably do a link up with Alex from the New York program, giving you more before anybody else in the world has heard what we're hearing about the new research on Q10. A direct link from Columbia University, from America, telling you, the listeners of Alex, all about the new information on Pharmanord's product, Q10. So I'm looking forward to that. What else are we reading in the paper? Having more than two children can damage a mother's health. And having five children can raise heart attack risk by 40%. This article goes on to say, most parents will agree the children raise their stress levels. Now it appears that having more than two can significantly damage a mother's health. The more children a woman has, the greater the risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart failure, according to a study led by Cambridge University. Those with five or more children were 40% more likely to have a serious heart attack in the next 30 years compared to women with one or two children. Pregnancy, it says, and labour put a strain on the heart, while children are stressful and stop mothers looking after themselves properly, the researchers suggest. Excuse me. Cambridge Dr. Claire Oliver Williams, who led the research, said, "We know that pregnancy and childbirth puts a tremendous strain on the heart, and raising children can be very stressful." Now, it's a long article where scientists from Cambridge and North Carolina, America, studied data from more than 8,000 women from the United States who were aged 45 to 64, and they correlated it with having five or more children were associated with a 30% increase in the risk of heart disease, which is the major cause of heart attack. So I won't read the whole article, but I can tell you that when PharmaNord sent me to Sweden 6 years ago, five cardiologists had done a trial where they took elderly people aged 70 to 88. These were very elderly people, my age group. I'm 2 years of 80. And they gave the PharmaNord product to these people. Half the people got the real PharmaNord product, the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. They were giving two capsules a day, one with breakfast, one with your evening meal. And they gave one tablet of a substance, selenium, which I mentioned many times, the world's rarest mineral. And in Great Britain, we have the lowest selenium in the world, along with the rest of Europe. But when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw. We've got the lowest selenium levels. And we need selenium to make 25 pathways in our human body and animals. And one of the pathways is thioredoxin reductase selenium, which protects your heart. So they gave half these elderly people, aged 70 to 88, one PharmaNord bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule twice a day, and one tablet of Seleno Precise, Bio Seleno Precise, to get the selenium. So they could make, and amongst the 25 pathways, you need selenium, this thioredoxin reductase selenium to protect your heart. And the end result was, at the end of 5 years, in these elderly people, the chance of dying of a heart attack, in the ones taking the real substances, the Q10 and selenium, it dropped 54%. It dropped by half. And the marker that hospital doctors can look for in your blood to see if your elderly heart is wearing out, getting tired, getting damaged, the marker is called, it's got a funny name, NT-proBNP. And that normally rockets in old age by a factor of 20%, because your heart is getting older and older in old age. Now, in the elderly people taking PharmaNord's two products, the Q10 and the selenium tablet, that marker for an old age heart in the 5 years of the trial never went up at all. So this isn't middle-aged people. This is elderly people. So pregnant women and women who've decided to have two children, three children, four children, five children, six children, seven children, eight children. We're hearing from this article, a joint venture between Cambridge University, very prestigious university in England, and North Carolina University, studying 8,000 women aged 45 to 64. So they weren't the age group of 70 to 88, which was the Swedish trial. These were younger people, but they'd all had, those who'd had several children, or more than two, and definitely five or more, they were more prone, because of the stress of the pregnancy and the labour and looking after so many children, statistically they were more prone to having heart attacks, more than people, women, who'd had only one or two children. And so I'm suggesting that, yes, if these ladies, knowing they've had so many children, if they took the Q10 and the selenium, they could greatly protect themselves from having a heart attack, because we've done the trial in elderly people. Professor Jemery Pearson, the Associate Medical Director at British Heart Foundation, which funded the study, while it's perhaps not surprising that having more children can mean that mums have less time to look after their own health, this research brings home how important it is for everyone to keep an eye on their heart health, particularly busy parents. Regardless of the stereotype of the overweight middle-aged man having a heart attack strikes men and women alike as the major cause of heart attacks and strokes. Heart disease cruelly tears family apart. This article was in the Daily Mail. It was written by Kate Pickles, the health reporter. And it's an amazing observation that just the stress of having children, or more than two, especially more than five or more, that stress of having the baby, the pregnancy, the labour, and then bringing up their children, so many children, it's the stress. And it's telling us, if you take Pharmanord selenium tablet, cost 10 pence a day, Bio-Seleno Precise tablet, and if you take Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, two a day, one with breakfast, one with your evening meal, if you take those two products, you can cut your chance of dying of a heart attack by 54%. And that was done in elderly people, not younger people like they were looking at. So once again, I'm looking forward to what more information I'm going to be getting when I go very soon to Columbia University to hear another 100 lectures on this bioquinone substance, this Q10. I mean, it is amazing when I tell you a world conference takes place on one substance. It must be quite unique of all the products I could be talking about. I could be talking about iron and chromium and zinc. They all have a part to play in our health. But to have a world conference every 2 years and you get 200 people jumping on planes. I've met people from Russia, India, Pakistan, Venezuela, Brazil, Mexico, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, Spain, Italy, Portugal. They all become your friends. We look forward to meeting each other and exchanging information.
I tell you, Dennis, it's like the World Cup of nutritional supplements. Fantastic stuff there, except it's every 2 years as opposed to four. Dennis, awesome as ever. I think we might squeeze one more in before you actually head off to New York, or a couple more, who knows, in the whatever when you sort of arrive from that point of view. But if not, when next we speak, it may well be when you're actually in New York. Who knows?
I look forward to it.